The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Man, you guys gotta stop.
What movie?
What movie?
Yeah. You guys gotta stop being so selfish.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Why not? Dan Aykroyd's dressed as Santa. He eats like prime rib out of his Santa costume.
It's not New Year's
That's
Day, though,
the part
it's
of
like
that
a little bit.
I know what you're thinking.
It's a little past your hat.
That's
but
the part of the movie you remember?
I'm about to box you in right now. Have you guys, the three of you guys, been on the show this year yet?
No.
No.
There it is.
That's not a box.
That's not a thing.
That's just your own logic to play
your
song.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
When you see somebody for the first time, even if it's 3 days after the new year, you wish them Happy New Year. This is you guys wishing your audience Happy New Year.
You didn't wish me a Happy New Year.
We did on the text.
We did.
Leroy texted everybody at 1:25. I was very surprised. I was awake.
I don't know what happened, but that text from Leroy from 1:25 will be the most jaw-dropping thing of 2019.
Can I explain to you why?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was a pretty entertaining New Year's Eve from this standpoint.
Okay.
Every year, I have this friend from Africa, and my neighbor is from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, his sister has a New Year's Eve party.
Okay.
So we go there, and then the next day, they come over to my house. We have barbecue or whatever. But he usually has a friend from Africa.
Right. They call that in hockey a home and home.
So this year, his friend that he went to school with in Africa lives in Columbus. So it was another, you know, tie there. But there was this guy, this older white guy, who brought a tray. You know, people brought stuff over. Here's what was on his tray. Jellyfish, chitlins, fried sardines, green beans, and these peppers. Now, when you talk to these Africans, they pretty much tell you all the crazy things that they've eaten.
Sure.
And the guy goes, "I'll eat that pepper. I'm from East Africa. We eat
What does that mean?
Everything spicy." I said, "Okay, Wakanda for life." Like, so
Jesus.
And so.
Was it something 100 men or more can never do?
Minus one.
First one of the new year.
So I took the pepper with the fork, right? And I brought it over to him. Now, my friend, Charlie, he took a little bitty bite. He goes, "Whew, that's hot."
Do we know what kind of pepper this was?
It was a ghost pepper.
Oh,
damn.
Right?
So he took a little bite. He goes, "Who is hot?" He starts sweating, but no, like, you know, like, right? Now, his friend, Richard, bite. He takes a little bit more, right? He goes, "Oh, no, that's good. Just ate it."
Just ate the ghost pepper.
Right. Now.
Because he's from Africa.
There was another old guy. He said, "Hey, what are these?" I say, "They're peppers." I said, "Don't just grab it and eat it." He says, "I eat peppers all the time. I put it in my food, everything." He bit half up. He goes, "Ooh, that's hot." And meanwhile,
that's hot. Like, oh, that was cute.
No,
or, like he's starting to cry sweat.
No, he never like he was an old dude, but he was cool. So he played it off.
Right.
Later on in the night, he's got a paper towel in his top pocket. I say, "What are you doing?" He said, "I took some of those peppers. I'm going to put them in my cabbage tomorrow."
I'm really not sure where these stories are going. Like, is the story you were at a party of people who eat spicy food?
No,
like,
I don't understand how this all leads to you texting us at 1:25 in the morning.
So I was there longer than I thought because of these peppers and listening to these guys tell me about where they've traveled.
So
to
there's no, like, you were hammered.
I wasn't hammered.
You were dancing on tables.
I wasn't
like,
hammered.
You were really just watching people eat peppers till 1:25, and that's why you texted us at 1:25.
The whole point of the night was this. I realized how stupid I was, how unaware I was, because when they tell me about Africa and the stories and the different parts of Africa and where they've traveled, and they tell me about real safaris and not the bum-ass safaris in
Lion Country.
Right. And when they telling me all these stories, I just got caught up. So I'm drinking and standing there listening to these stories, and I was amazed at how ignorant I was of the world.
Yeah, I feel like I enjoyed Aquaman more than that story.
That was horrible, what you just did.
Yeah.
No.
What you just dragged us through.
Yeah, you just like we you tasted some pepper, or somebody else tasted
like,
peppers, and
there was no
the payoff is I didn't know that much about Africa.
Yeah, you learned about Africa.
What did you learn about Africa?
No, don't worry about the headlines.
It's starting.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Don't be mad at us because you can't tell a story.
You asked me why I text you at 1:25.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones you had to be there.
Yeah. Thanks, though.
Probably. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
But that's how I ended up texting you at 1:25.
No, I appreciated the story. That was very, very irritating.
Oh,
thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, wait, Robbie's 2019 New Year's resolution. Now I'm going to be Leroy's minion.
Now, did you mumble the word entertaining into sounding like irritating on purpose?
Maybe.
Manny Diaz is the 25th coach in University of Miami football history. This guy's going to be the best coach ever. We're running through walls.
Oh, boy.
He used the word violence in his press conference several times.
Tell you what I didn't hear. Didn't hear a lot of breaths. Didn't hear a lot of...
Well...
I felt fire and intensity.
Let's hear from the new coach of the U.
We're going to have fun. We're going to play with passion. This is a tough city. This is a passionate city. The fans of the Miami Hurricanes, they want to see their teams play with toughness, and they want to see their teams play with passion. When you come see Miami play, it should look like there's two teams on the field, and one is having infinitely much more fun than the other team is. Now, there's a lot of hard work that goes into doing that. Okay, there's a lot of hard work that goes into doing that, and we all know that winning is certainly more fun than the alternative.
Agreed.
So he came in and fired the entire offensive staff. Like everybody, like the analysts, the film guys, the video guys, like anyone that had anything to do with offense, bye-bye.
Do you leave Rick's kid for last?
No. Yeah, I'm sure he was first.
Do you think Rick's kid went to dad and was like, really retiring? Dad.
No, I think Rick went to his kid and said, listen, you bum, I had to retire because they wanted me to fire you, you ass.
That had to be a conversation over Christmas.
Yep.
Had to be.
That Christmas was pre-Pinstripe Bowl.
They knew it was coming.
No.
Trust me. They went to that Pinstripe Bowl knowing we're starting Malik Rozier.
They also knew they only used
it's gonna be a disaster.
Half the bowl practices. So, great. Anyways, Manny Diaz, a couple things that comes away
Did
from the press conference.
Manny?
Manny Diaz, a couple things that comes away. One, he's narrowed it down to three candidates for the offensive coordinator. So I'm going to go, I'm not reporting this. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Major Applewhite, Larry Fedora, and maybe James Coley.
It can't be Major Applewhite.
Why, did he just take a job?
Well, I'm saying it probably shouldn't be Major Applewhite because what he did to Ed Oliver with that whole coat snafu.
Well, I know that him and Manny worked on the staff at Texas together, so they know each other.
Yeah. People are going in and throwing that Texas thing in Manny's face a little bit because I think they had the worst statistical defense. But, I mean, Big 12.
Like, he wasn't the defensive coordinator, though. Charlie Strong was.
Like, you should just look at that and be like, yeah, don't play defense. They don't believe in defense.
Anyways.
Any Texas bad defense.
Are you guys
defense.
Excited about Manny because...
I'm very excited.
I'm not taking the bait.
No, I'm so excited.
Are you excited about Manny because he's not Mark Richt?
No, yeah. I'm excited about Manny.
Al Golden gave a fine introductory press conference.
I'm excited about Manny because I think
he gets it.
He gets it. About Mark Richt.
No.
You
but
did.
He hadn't been around in like 40 years.
Oh,
Manny's been around
goodness.
Now. Manny's dad was the mayor.
Here, I'm not saying he's not going to be any good.
He's into violence.
But let me ask you this. You think it would have mattered who was the coach when they decided who was going to play quarterback?
I think if Manny Diaz was the head coach, you wouldn't have had these quarterback problems because he would have kicked half of them off the team.
Okay. And Malik Rozier would have still been a quarterback.
No, they would have gone out and gotten somebody. Listen, this man is going to figure it out. Now, let me finish the damn news. I'm raring to go here in the new year.
What he seems like a gardener. Like he'd let a kid blossom. Mark Richt. He's not putting that plan out in the sun.
No, listen.
No way.
Manny doesn't do blossom. Manny does action now.
He wants action now. You can't be fire all the time. He needs something to calm the nerves.
He's fire all the time.
You know what he does to calm the nerves? Garden.
No, he cafecitos all the time. Listen.
I'm not saying you can't be excited. Tell me why.
So he looks like he's going to keep all the defensive staff members, despite all the rumors out there that Mike Rumpf and Jess Simpson were going to be fired. That's not true. But he is hiring a new defensive coach, and he wouldn't rule out that new defensive coach could be a defensive coordinator. So he didn't stick to the Banda Patke co-defensive coordinator situation. We'll see what happens.
What's he gonna do with those wristbands?
And he said it's definitely not gonna be him. He's not doing the defensive play calling. He's gonna be the head coach.
If there's anything that he learned.
Exactly.
So it just that comment right there makes everybody look.
Dude, it was so funny. I took this picture of Mark Richter in the Pinstripe Bowl of him looking at his play sheet. And it doesn't even fill two pages. Like, it's not back and forth. People look like, they're like, this looks like the dollar menu at Denny's. Like, you got these other coaches, they got like Bibles or like huge maps. And Mark Richter's just like,
run play four.
Slant.
No, there's just five numbers on there. He's like, run five. Run two.
Again, not saying that his offense was great. But sometimes you're limited by who you have playing. I don't understand.
I'm just going to tell you
I'm
this.
Just I'm just trying to tell get you this. Over the fact.
I'm just going to tell you this right now.
I need to hear this from anyone.
Yeah.
The team's not going to be any better if you have the same guys playing quarterback.
But I don't disagree with your philosophy. Like, the idea that you had a coach who didn't want to change his ways. Like, the idea of having Mark Manny Diaz up front is, they'll get somebody new and innovative and up to date and willing to change with the times on offense. I'm down with that.
No, that's what he said to the press conference. Also, I think when he was on with Joe Rose on QAM, and Robbie, you can see if you can track the sound down, I think he said, like, look at the teams that are left in college football. They all have great quarterbacks. Like, that's the way you win. So yeah. I think he gets it.
Right, but you know what I would do? And this is honest. I'm not saying...
DJ Dallas from the Wildcat?
I'm not saying that any of these quarterbacks can't end up being good quarterbacks. So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that he needs to sit them down and say, look, it's a new slate. We got a new coach. You can earn anything you want here. But if you don't work and you don't put the time in and you don't study and do the things necessary that would lead you to be the starting quarterback, you're not just going to be given the job. And if they screw up, it'll be on them.
He played tonight against Cleveland. We may see Deion Waiters. We're not sure yet.
Kind of excited.
We'll find out.
Maybe he's traveling. He's traveling with the team.
7 p.m. tip, 6 o'clock pregame right here on The Ticket with Zazzo and Tommy Tighe. Also, the Dolphins are doing their coaching search. Adam Gase is interviewing for the Cardinals job. And this was interesting. Man Campbell interviewing for the Green Bay Packers job.
Somebody, who was it was my guy Ricky J Mark on Twitter. He tweeted out one of Man Campbell's speeches from when he first got. Remember those first two Man Campbell weeks?
Oh yeah,
that was just football.
Yeah, we wanted to run through walls.
It was his first day as head coach, Oklahoma drill, and this speech is just tremendous. He's just like, there are no naps. When the sleeping giant is awake, there's no naps. That was a fun time. You know what that is though. Man Campbell is kind of the college version of Manny Diaz because you had Philbin, you fired him, and then you just bring intensity.
Somebody said Manny Diaz was the DC at Texas. Charlie Strong wasn't there when Manny was.
Yeah, okay. Mac Brown was the coach.
That's right. Okay. That's fine.
Look, everybody, it's Big 12. It doesn't count.
One sad story.
Hey.
Wait.
They didn't say that when Vance Joseph got the head coach job at Denver.
Big 12.
It's the NFL.
Count?
One sad story. Mean Gene Okerlund has passed away.
Legend.
That's my entire childhood was spent with him.
He's a legend, man. Always good on the Levitard show as well. Rest in peace, Mean Gene. It's good to be back, boys.
The Jets have completed their OC, their interview with Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy, who's also going to interview for the Dolphins job.
Sleeping with Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Berman. God.
Man, he's big. He was already a little, like, thick running back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whoop, got a little beast in him.
What is it with running backs?
Huh?
What is it?
You run so much, man, and you eat so much, and a lot of us are...
You're literally the only running back I know.
But think about this.
Like you and Clinton Portis.
When you see a running back now, if you go and turn on the tape and look at a running back, they're all thick.
Now, McGahee's in good shape.
Who?
Willis McGahee.
Eddie George.
He's like a cross trainer.
Okay, I mean, there's an occasional outlier. But for the most part, and Leroy can tell you...
Oh, yeah.
Well, nobody went faster than Maurice Jones-Drew.
Ooh.
Well, no, I mean, the original was former Canes player.
But, I mean, you see, like, when you watch, no, here's the perfect example. When you see the Heisman ceremony, and you see
all those Heisman, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You think they've had to have some of those jackets let out a little bit over the years?
Jeez.
Not that I should talk.
It's fun to be back. We got some dart throwing to do today on the show. Fantastic. We're back after this.
Turn over chain.
Happy 2019, everybody. It's been so long since we've all been together. We haven't been together since the Aquaman movie. What a dumpster fire that was.
I'm telling you, the more that I'm around, people are arguing with me. They think we're wrong.
They're idiots.
Zach Duarte started this.
A lot of them are females. I just want to see that Jason Momoa guy.
You can't reason with this. Like, sorry. He's the worst superhero. Appropriate that he has the worst movie.
No. Listen. He's not the worst superhero.
He's the worst superhero.
The movie was badly written.
Give me a better superhero. Or give me a worse superhero than him. I'm talking legit, too.
Wasp
isn't a superhero. I'm talking the Biggins. He's up there with the Justice League. He's looked upon up in the hierarchy.
Yeah, when they did
when they did
Civil War, they didn't invite Wasp.
Robin's reliable. Robin was a reliable ride or die sidekick.
Wait, he has his own show. Gotham.
Yeah, Robin's a bad example, man.
Do I have to stick with Marvel? I mean, do I have to stick with DC?
Whoever you want. Pick the lot of them from Infinity War. I watched that.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's fantastic.
No, horrible.
What are you talking about?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd doesn't make a good superhero, but Ant-Man in itself is a good superhero.
No.
Right.
Aquaman better.
You crazy.
Aquaman controls the entire marine life.
Dude, he doesn't control bleep.
He does.
That fork controls it. He doesn't do anything.
He took down that feather
fork.
He blocked Justice Winslow.
Please. There were a lot of crabs in that movie. Although we can't really say that about Justice. Since I've been gone, he's awesome. He's tremendously awesome. And Stan Van Grumpy. You can eat it.
Somebody says, and let's see if this makes sense. Leroy keeps saying, how good can the coaches be with those quarterbacks? But how good can the quarterbacks be with those coaches?
Chicken or egg?
We have proof at the University of Miami that players have won with bad coaching. Have you seen it the other way around here?
We actually got to cut a Manny's take on the quarterback positions. If Robbie can
fire that puppy up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's he going to say?
Green Lantern.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on.
I like Green Lantern.
You were sitting next to me in the movie, and you said you liked Green Lantern more than this.
I like Green Lantern.
That was a horse.
But he's talking about the Green Lantern. Saying. He said the Green Lantern movie was better than the Aquaman movie. Maybe not the superhero, but the movie.
Superhero Green Lantern is not better than Aquaman.
He's got a magic ring.
No, exactly. He's got a magic ring.
Wait, can we put the two people that played the superheroes up against each other? Because I think a lot of people aren't really liking, it was Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Although he's great as Deadpool.
Yeah, he is great at Deadpool.
He even made fun of himself as Green Lantern in Deadpool.
Yeah, right, correct.
He had a real bounce back performance.
No, we're not comparing movies. We're simply comparing superheroes at this
Daredevil?
Point.
Daredevil? A blind man that could kick ass? Get out of here!
Yeah, there's a lot of superheroes worse than Aquaman. So you take that hot take and get the hell out of here.
You got one?
The Tick.
Oh, Boston.
The Tick, like the cartoon?
Boston.
No, they made a movie.
Boston.
They didn't make a Tick movie.
Yes, they did!
No, Tick is a parody superhero. He's not a real superhero.
No, he
doesn't get to be in the conversation.
He's in the conversation.
He doesn't get to be in the conversation. He doesn't have a table in the Avengers or in Justice League. He's not in the picture.
Now,
he is the lowest of the low.
As like, who was the worst in the Marvel movie? But what's the name of the movie? I forgot. Slipped my mind. Civil War. Who's the worst superhero in that? Because they're all pretty good superheroes.
Not a big fan of Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, he boxes everybody in.
So does Mr. Siagi.
I don't like his smugness.
Yeah, I don't care for him. Like, he's a little arrogant. He's an arrogant superhero.
I don't care for that. I mean, he's got cool powers, but I'm not a huge fan.
So
I respect it though.
So I mean, not Daredevil, but Deadpool's kind of.
But Deadpool again, he's a parody superhero.
Deadpool's badass. You can't take anything away from Deadpool.
All right.
Here's that Manny Diaz cut. Talking about the quarterback situation with the Canes. I'm sure
it starts next with the quarterback position. Certainly, we have to get the quarterback position fixed. We have some young guys on our campus who have shown flashes, who have shown that they have ability. But you don't win at the University of Miami with flashes, and you don't win at the University of Miami with potential. You have to perform. So certainly everybody will be given a clean slate. We will start from scratch with what we have on our campus. And at the same time, we will look under every nook and cranny across the entire country to make sure that we are best positioned at the quarterback room to attack the 2019 football season.
I love Coach Cadence. I love the idea of just how they're done. We are going to do this and this, and I sound authoritative, and Nikosi Perry will not put out sex videos under my watch.
Actually, he still might, but then he won't be on the team.
What's a big deal? That is sex.
I can't even get into that rumor. There's a rumor out there that's so ridiculous about that
Come
sex
on.
Video.
I want to hear it. Yeah. Come on, it's just rumors.
So there's a rumor that the reason why it got so much play, if you will, is because the female happens to be another player's girlfriend.
Ooh.
But that's just a rumor.
That'll get it leaked to the school paper.
I cannot.
So there's some team petty out there that leaked that out right before the bowl game?
Maybe.
This video we all heard about back in like the fall.
Like, yeah, it was going around campus big time.
I will not allow sex on my watch. It will not be on social media.
How about he said, all the quarterbacks, you're great, but we're going to go find one.
Yeah, like you're all great. Like you all have suspensions on your record. You all have more suspensions than wins. But nah, you're cool. You're cool by Manny D. They do have to do that though. Like I do get to his point where he thinks you got to have them from a fun standpoint because the defense has their thing. They have the turnover chain. They get to soak in being awesome. And Mark Richt, it was just like, yeah, there was nothing there, and so. The fun was some thrilling wins at the end, and that was cool, but, you know, you didn't really have those moments to shine, and there was no chance for them to ever get to do anything more fun because these plays have been working for 30 years. So I get that from him.
Texter brings up a good point on the NunezLaw.com text line. I don't know if we have this cut or not, but he was asked about the turmoil in the locker room, and he basically said, yeah.
There was turmoil.
The defense and the offense weren't getting along.
I'm sure, they weren't.
That's very normal.
No, yeah. I know it is.
So. I'm sure. If I was a linebacker, if I was Michael Pinckney, I'd be walking around with a hunch, be like, oh, hey, what's wrong, Pink? My back from carrying your bum asses all over the field every week.
Someone wants to know if Beast comments.
How do you think that you could never play football? How do you think that conversation would go?
Oh, man, what's wrong, Gerald Willis?
Let me tell you,
hey,
I
got some shoulder pain from carrying Malik all over this up and down the field. I can see why there's tension.
Texter brings up a great point in the NunezLaw.com text line. Tobin, the guy who loves himself the cocky fighter and football player, dislikes Doctor Strange because he's cocky.
Yeah, but it's a bad smug. Like, it's hard to explain.
No, you're boxed in.
I'm not boxed in.
The texture just boxed you in.
No, you guys don't understand how the boxed in works. I think you need a refresher.
Dr. Strange is very condescending.
Yeah, he's very condescending.
There's negative cocky?
It's just like you're coming in, you're very dismissive. But like he's not pumping up his own greatness. He's just smug towards your greatness.
Uh-oh, somebody says Manny's voice and cadence sounds like Al Golden.
Al Golden,
a little bit.
Al Golden did give
great press conference. He had a great press conference.
I did have some flashbacks.
Give great press conference.
Nobody will answer this question for me. Are you going to be patient with Manny Diaz?
No, no patience.
Okay. At least you're being honest.
I'll be a little patient.
No.
Will we see banners in the Bethune game?
You're a liar!
No, I will.
If they, oh, my goodness.
I know
what who's going to be more patient?
Robbie.
You or Beast?
Robbie, will you adjust your 60-0 Gators Canes prediction?
Nope, not yet. You see what I mean? Leroy can speak for that. I mean, see what they did to Michigan.
Is there any rule for
did
like?
Did he have to go there?
Well, no, I'm just pointing it out.
What a jackass!
Michigan didn't have all their defensive players.
He fed you today.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What? Huh.
When you were watching that, did any part of you want him to co-coach the Dolphins?
What? Why?
Here.
Why are you going there?
He didn't say no.
If we're gonna go there, we must go all the way there.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You know, they had 4 starters, didn't play.
It seems it like matters. Now you're making excuses.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Right. Look, I'm not making excuses, but it does matter.
So,
right?
UCF, are we gonna say, like,
quarterback.
Hey, yeah, they had no quarterback, so it's fine that they lost.
People are really enjoying the UCF funeral. It seems like Cocky Knights fan was ready to be ushered out by the big boys club.
Yeah,
they're like, we're sick of you and your fake championships. Seems like that.
Somebody says, I will make you the prediction that we will all miss Mark Richt, but he should have stayed and fixed it.
I'll give you a prediction. 60-0 happens. The Bethune game, the second game of the season, banners.
What? You think Manny Diaz is going to get fire banners in 2 games?
Wait a minute.
Get out of here.
People are going to be okay with losing 60-0 to Florida?
They're not going to lose 60-0 last year.
And you ran the coach out of town the following year.
I didn't want Mark Richt to leave. I wanted Mark Richt to do new stuff.
He couldn't do new stuff.
Because he couldn't fire his son.
He didn't want to fire anybody. You can't do anything new with the same staff.
I liked having Mark Richt here. I like how he is a head of... He gives your program credibility. You paid him. He was able to get a lot of money infused into your program and people believing you. But there has to be a give and take of realizing, my ways ain't working so good. Maybe we adjust to this. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're going to be ride or die with your offensive guys, one of them being your son, you know, then some changes got to go in another direction. But I wasn't in this. I wasn't. When Mark Richt retired, I'm like, all right.
By the way, it looks like Mark Richt wasn't the only Georgia coach to lose a big game.
No.
I mean, they weren't trying.
Yeah. Well, that's what they always say about the SEC. I hate that. It's like, SEC team lost a bowl game? They weren't trying. They didn't care.
We have the list of the most ridiculous superheroes. There's a superhero called Leather Boy.
Okay. Again, though, I'm talking, it has
to be. We're not saying a list. We're just saying name of the ones we've seen on TV. That have had movies.
Superhero.
Name one worse than Aquaman.
Superhero has to have an action figure. My son basically has every superhero action figure except for Aquaman. Somebody gave my son an Aquaman action figure.
He ripped
the
head off, probably.
No. I put it in the back of the closet.
Howard the Duck seems to be worse than Aquaman. He had a movie.
No.
Howard the Duck. That was a Disney movie.
He had a movie.
Fun movie.
He had a movie written about
him. He wasn't a superhero.
He did make a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but superhero. He's all tied up and trapped in
the duck. Howard the Duck, superhero, worsted Aquaman, had a movie.
No.
Yes.
Howard the Duck is not a superhero.
But they would never invite Howard the Duck to Justice
League. If he was a superhero,
League.
Ted was a damn superhero.
Also a bum superhero.
No.
He wasn't a superhero.
Play within the rules, okay? You know, it would be like me saying, Mark Richt, worst coach in college football. Name me a worse one. I don't know. Who coaches Division III's worst team? Like, no, stay within the lanes of actual superhero. And you know what I mean. Don't get cute. Now, although I wasn't too thrilled, Mark Richt, I wasn't calling for him to get axed. The other guy.
Aquaman is listed as the 28th worst superhero.
It's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
For not guy, even in the top 25.
He gets top 5 stature.
No, worst.
Worst.
So, like, number 1 is the worst superhero, so number 28 is the 28th worst.
Who ranked this?
This is according to ranker.com.
So rank the best superheroes and see where he ranks there. That's how you find out.
Best.
So if he's like 28th, he's like
terrible.
Ranked. I mean, I'm going to say this. He's Tannehill, right?
Oh, God. I would say he's the pinky toe of superheroes.
I cannot disagree.
Batman is number 1.
What?
I'll be down with that.
Batman?
I give Batman.
He's got no superpowers.
He's
rich. He wears a belt.
He's rich.
He's very resourceful.
He's
brought together Justice League. I give the respect.
He killed Superman.
No, I mean.
Which would just be a.
But then he brought Superman back.
Though diabolical, huge win on your resume.
Spider-Man 2, Wolverine 3, Superman 4, Flash 5, Iron Man 6, Captain America 7, Hulk 8, Thor 9, Wonder Woman 10, Deadpool 11, Rogue 12, Daredevil 13, that's bum. Green Lantern 14, that's
Wait,
also bum.
Ahead of Captain Marvel?
Doctor Strange 15, Black Panther 16, Professor X 17, Nightwing 18, Storm 19, Magneto 20, Nightcrawler 21, Gambit 22, Green Arrow 23, Punisher 24.
Like all the X-Men.
Jean Grey 25, Silver Surfer 26, Colossus 27.
Wait, Silver Surfer, wasn't he a bad guy in one of the movies?
I don't know. Beast 28, Aquaman 29.
29.
But ahead of Robin and Captain Marvel.
Robin's a sidekick.
Captain Marvel?
And wait, ahead of Star-Lord.
You do realize
ahead of Star-Lord.
You do realize.
Ahead of Chris Pratt.
So think about that. You even questioned his status in the top 30. That's how bad he is. For a guy who gets as much coverage as he does.
You do
terrible.
Realize Captain Marvel is
ahead
gonna
of Hawkeye. He's ahead of Hawkeye.
Wait, Captain Marvel is going to save the world because they're going to get together. She's going to get together with
ahead
Iron
of,
Man.
Ahead of Black
well,
Widow.
I think the reason why she's so low on the list is because her movie hasn't come out yet. Once her movie comes out, she might rise
ahead
in the rankings.
Ahead of Black Widow, ahead of Supergirl, Batgirl, Hellboy.
All right, we talk about the Aquaman of coaches, Adam Gase, next. Hey, the ticket invites you to join our sister station, Kiss Country, at the 34th Annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford. It is January 26th at C.B. Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, and many more. Get your tickets now at theticketmiami.com. Man, this was a crazy break for me sports-wise. Oh. I couldn't deal with it. You guys at least got to get to go out there and do shows. And I'm only like, I don't miss it. I'm fine. I didn't
get to do any shows after Ricked. I was off.
So you just...
Although, I was here.
Robbie was doing shows.
I know Robbie was doing the morning show.
I did have the Ricked retirement thing, kind of.
You did?
On Friday.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You did call in, BC. You did call in.
No, but on Friday I threw it out there because I kind of knew. I had two different sources. I just didn't want to...
Sauces.
You said you didn't want to be in the big lead. Or
I didn't feel like.
Why don't you go full? Like, this is the thing I don't understand with you though. You got connections.
Yeah.
Why don't you go back full bore? Let's go. Come on, man. Because you know what? Somebody needs to patrol these Canes rumor streets. They're too wild. There's too many things out there.
I'll let Manny and Susan and Barry and
Tim. See, here's the thing though.
I'm like Peter Ariz. Like, he's half in, half out. That's me.
Oh, this Peter Ariz is driving me nuts. Like, this guy was the Canes newsbreaker, and now he's hobnobbing it with every MMA fighter over at that
first
round management.
Although now he claims he's a Canes football ambassador.
Hey, Ariz, give me the news or don't give me the news. Enough with the subtweeting. You're going to Block City. I'm just letting you know. knowledge is power.
Sassy Pete.
Do me a favor. Either give me the Canes news or hold mitts for Greg Hardy. I need you to do one or the other, all right?
Did you have him getting Greg Hardy's coffee this morning?
Well, there's pictures with Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy's making his debut in like 2 weeks on ESPN. That is going to be interesting.
Gotta watch that.
I'm interested to see what the coverage is going to be like for that. That is. Did you guys watch? By the way, did you watch Floyd Mayweather's fight with the Japanese guy?
Oh my tension goodness!
That wasn't a fight.
This was un-effing believable.
I mean, first of all, Floyd Mayweather looks like a heavyweight next to that kid.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather looks like he did no training for this.
Where was this, Japan?
Japan, yeah.
Look.
In the Rising Fight Federation, he was taking on this undefeated kickboxer. And we watched this guy's highlight reel. He's ridiculous.
He's like a ninja when he's allowed to kick.
He's ridiculous. Look,
he ain't even drinking water.
Not even taking it seriously.
Look. Oh, my goodness.
And so this Tenshin Nasukawa, he goes in there, and he's playing like, I'm not suggesting that a 20-year-old kickboxer should be able to land a glove on Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao couldn't land a glove on Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
However, it almost looks like he's aiming for Floyd Mayweather's gloves with any punch that he's throwing.
Look, Floyd's not even trying.
He's got a picture of himself on his shorts.
How much did this kid get to take a fall?
I don't know what he got, but Floyd Mayweather got $9 million for this 40 seconds of work. $9 million.
That's ridiculous. Like, Floyd doesn't even fight like
this. He's smiling. He's laughing.
Oh my goodness.
You ready? I'm going to hit you once.
Here I go.
Here I go,
tension.
Bye-bye.
He's like, all right, the code word for you to go down is muskrat.
No, it's probably something in Japanese. No?
I don't know. I feel like an English word would stand out for tension.
No, Spumoni.
Spumoni?
That was the code word Jackie Moon had with the bear.
We're just going to go in here, going to move around a little. And I can tell you what, tension's first knockdown, the first punch he takes, sells it well. I feel like this one was, but the second one, oh my God. It's like he looked like a Looney Tune. Like, it didn't look like, people don't fall to punches like that. It was ridiculous.
Really? You've been knocked out a lot? You know the proper way to fall?
Leroy.
The first one, he just went.
Well, why is he flailing on the ground?
Back up like 2 seconds. Like, he went down like, come on. Examine that for a second. No, keep going.
Here we go.
Ready? He just fell down.
Yeah, he did just fall down.
It's almost like he stepped on his foot.
Tripped him.
He just fell down.
Yeah.
He just took a dive.
He took a dive. And then,
look, he's flailing.
This next one, though, is fantastic.
Oh, that really hurt.
Oh, man. He's like, hey, the ref's like, you okay? You okay, tension? And he goes, I'm fine. Let me go. Here we go, Floyd. I'm ready. You got me once. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Here I come.
Why does Floyd look so big? Floyd doesn't look that big with anybody.
Floyd looks big because the guy weighs 120 pounds.
Oh, is that kid older than 22?
He's 20.
No, he's 20.
He's 20.
Yeah.
And he's in there. Look at him. He's just aiming for his elbows, just action. And then, boom!
Oh, bye-bye.
Wait! He didn't. He looked like Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Oh, I love Rock'em Sock'em Robots. We got a set of that for my son.
Except when your kid starts punching the guy in the head.
No, he rips off the head. He's a cheater. And so I had to school him.
Of course.
Had to. You got to teach. Now, Leroy, watch this knockdown. From Tenshin Nasukawa. The fall he takes.
Come on.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, he's hurting.
Yeah, sure he is. The ref stops it. They throw in the towel. But Floyd, the money-making master, doesn't matter. A whole crowd in Japan there to see him. It was supposed to be just a few rich tycoons. And now, $9 million for a minute, for 3 minutes of work. Crazy.
Anything you want to say about Adam Gase since we've just wasted almost a whole second?
I'm just happy that justice was served. He stinks at coaching. He wasn't good at it. And also is rude to Stephen Ross, which I don't appreciate.
He was rude to Stephen Ross?
Rude to Stephen Ross.
I do come from a different place with this because I lived it. So I always ask people to be more patient than maybe normally I would even be. But Bill Belichick was my coach.
Sure.
And
ran out of Cleveland.
So Adam Gase is going to win 5 Super Bowls in his next stop.
I'm not.
That never
happens,
guys.
But what I'm saying is that, like, you don't turn it around on a permanent basis overnight. It does take time, and whoever ends up being the coach, you're gonna have to have some level of patience.
Okay, but here's the thing. He is in charge. First of all, he comes in here. He calls his own plays. He picked this job because he thought he could turn around Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill had his worst statistical season, even with him being hurt, like the analytics of it, his worst year. The Dolphins finished a franchise low in offense, which they have now done on defense, which I know is not his role, but his staff has now finished the worst historically in defense under his watch. And now the worst statistically in offense under his watch. Understanding that, hey, them getting 7 wins, pretty good. Now, some of them are pretty wacky.
Right.
But 7 wins, bully for you. Mm-hmm. The question with him is, what is he good at? And why is it in this case where you're in the situation where, you think you're close? And Stephen Ross is even looking at this like, hey, this guy thinks we're close. We're going to sign Danny Amendola, Frank Gore, Robert Quinn, who was past his prime, like all these guys who are on, all these like, we're,
right,
and he thinks Ryan Tannehill like has this unbelievable ceiling.
It's
to go
almost
to?
Like the Dolphins had, in this past offseason, signed a bunch of stopgap players, and you can't have a whole team of those guys. You can have one or two, but when you start having guys who are basically stopgap guys, guys who can be glue guys, that can make a contribution, but you shouldn't be depending on their contribution. This is what it looks like.
I just think, like, when is the guy going to actually, if this is the way he goes, when is he going to make his stamp? Because you would have had to say, like, with the durability and with the statistics going down in Tannehill, he would have had to make the move there. So what do you do? Is he going to draft?
No.
Are they going to look for the next? Are they going to go say, hey, here, swappy swap for Joe Flacco?
Here, question.
For Teddy Bridge?
Here's what I don't want.
Foles?
Under any circumstances. I don't want you to draft a quarterback because he's available. I want you to draft the guy you like.
Yeah.
I want you to draft the guy that you're committed to, because what ends up happening in an organization, if half the organization is lukewarm on him and a couple of guys are enthusiastic about him, that shows up in how you approach that play.
Well, that's kind of how they ended up with Ryan.
Right.
It is.
It's right. Of, it's exactly
right.
How they did.
Right.
They just said, we got to draft a guy.
Right. So if they don't draft a quarterback, let's not get all frustrated that, they didn't look for a replacement for Ryan Tannehill. Maybe there just wasn't one they showed a lot of conviction with in the draft.
Don't reach for the Duke quarterback, Daniel
Jones. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Just real quick before we go to break, because these things usually happen in threes, and so we had one with Mean Gene. We get our second with Bob Einstein, a.k.a.
Super
Marty
Dave?
Funkhauer and Super Dave.
Jesus, the Levitard curse.
Yeah, man. The Levitard curse. That's what I thought.
Levitard curse.
So if I'm like Richard Lewis or one of the Baldwin brothers.
Allison's going to be heartbroken.
I actually knew about the Bob Einstein before the show started, but she made me promise not to tell anyone. Bob Einstein's wife called her, and there's, because it's the Levitard show. And
he literally wouldn't go on that show because he didn't want to die.
I know.
Didn't want to die.
He didn't go on that show.
Yes, he purposely would not go on.
Once he realized everybody associated with that show dies, he didn't want to go on that show anymore. And
yeah, Allison's beside herself right now.
What is going to go? Dan's two aren't back till the end of the week.
Yeah,
right?
They're not back yet.
If you've been on that show,
like if you're a Baldwin brother, or Richard Lewis,
yeah, I'm. You gotta stay inside. You gotta stay inside.
Wow.
Oh man.
So what are the Dolphins going to do? I want solutions.
We'll get some solutions next.